you?
I'm all right, love. How are you, Duck?
I'm fine.
I don't know. I went a bit northern today. All right, Duck. Yep.
So we are on episode 6.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. Your
Part
case.
Part 2 of my case.
It is. What was his name? Ariel
Castro.
Yeah.
Anything right. happened at your week that you want to tell everyone about?
No, not really.
We had a really nice review, actually.
We did, didn't we?
So this is from Alex Forks, 89, via podcast, oh, Apple Podcast.
Oh.
So if you rate and review us on Apple Podcast, that'd be great.
Yeah, we do look at them.
I was looking at my daughter's Apple Podcast, because I'm sad like that, and we come up on it.
Did
yeah,
we?
Yeah, it's quite good. Whoop, whoop. Anyway, so this one says, love you both. You work so well together. FYI, the movie was called Cleveland Abductions, and it was an amazing film. Keep up. Keep doing a great job.
I really want to watch that now.
It's really good. Well, I don't know, because I don't know. I'm just going to say it's really good. Really, really good.
I reckon it Alex says it is.
Reckon it will be really, really good. I think there's a few that have been made, like, around the sort of, like, around this case.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like there is quite a few out there around it. Like, did you ever watch that one with people be like, oh my God, I know what one it's called. It's on, I think it's on Netflix, where he kills the girls, like, in he takes them in his plane, takes them to his little island.
Oh, and hunts
them. I can't remember what his name is, but he was a serial killer. And yeah. he was, like, normal. He had, like, a baking shop.
Yeah.
Like, a bakery. He was, like, a normal person.
Yeah.
I can't remember who he was called. But anyway, yeah.
There is a film on Netflix, I think, that is about somebody hunting people. Yeah, but I don't think it's the
it
same.
No, it is, yeah. It is.
No.
It's based on him.
Yeah, but it's not really about that case. It's
no,
sort
it's
of...
really like quite if you read the case, it's like done really well, to be fair. They've he's a baker.
It's a dad of the girl of one of the girls that went missing years ago that figures it all out in the end.
I don't know who figured it out in
yeah, but
the
like,
real
that's
case.
What I'm saying. I don't think the film is like 100% based
no,
on
no, but it's really like quite close to it.
Yeah.
Like, he's a baker, he won the
I watched
awards.
That not very long ago.
Yeah, I don't think it's been out that long. He won the awards on like best shooter, like hunter and stuff. And he used to take him on his little plane.
The one on Netflix, it was with a bow and arrow.
I'm sure. Yeah, he used to use all sorts of stuff because he used to obviously, there was nowhere for them to go.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? He didn't care. Didn't care if they took him a week to hunt him down. I mean, it didn't because he was a prick, but.
On the Netflix ones where he was a doctor or something like that, but yeah.
No, that is another case.
Oh.
That's another one.
Oh, crikey.
That is another one. And that was the mum figured it out because they were all prostitutes and nobody cared.
What is wrong with people?
Because no one cares about people. No one cares about prostitutes and stuff. It's shit world to be
in. Well, that as well, which is terrible. But I'm thinking, what's wrong with the killers? Like, what is going on with these guys?
Well, there's a lot of them about.
Yeah.
You think, like, now, how many we know about now, how many there actually were.
Because
when, like, they said, like, in a certain state, say in America, there'd be like 6 serial killers each time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine 6 of them?
Crazy, isn't it?
Like, you don't stand a chance.
No.
Stay in, lock your doors
yeah.
and windows.
Yeah.
Keep everything locked.
Yeah, literally.
Like the Purge.
Yeah.
Go out in groups.
Yeah,
hunt,
go out in groups.
And come back.
Well, no, don't go out and go home, but like get the shutters.
Hunt for food.
Oh, well, yeah. But get shutters for your windows and all that. Like,
I'd
never
that.
Go out.
I'd love shutters on all my doors and windows.
Oh, you make me miss the COVID days.
That was like over a year ago.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
Remember we were all locked down for Christmas?
Yeah,
and
I was going
to
say our last lockdown was a year ago.
We can't see the family. Now I'm like, fucking hell,
fucking
I've all the family over.
Coming over. Shite.
Have you even managed to have you over? I don't even know how that happened. I'm like, fucking hell. Did buy us a game to play though.
Yay.
Today. And Jasmine really wants you to bring Cards Against Humanity. So please bring that. She'll cry.
All right, I will try and remember.
She wanted to borrow it for her birthday and I forgot to ask you.
All right, okay.
I'm just going to say, right, one day, one day I'm going to set a camera up and I'm going to video us doing the case, right, from this
from our view.
You only get it if you're on Patreon.
Yeah.
This is a Patreon special because what goes on behind the scenes is not normal.
She's had me in stitches today. It's been unreal. I have literally, my ribs hurt. I have laughed that much. And we've only just started.
We only started, but I got it 4 hours ago.
Pretty much, yeah.
I won't film all that because that'll be terribly boring.
But we you probably just heard it. We have recorded a new intro.
Oh.
Yeah. And Bryony's been eating stuff and going hum yum yum along the way.
I just make food noises.
Yeah.
I'm a noisy eater.
You're a happy eater.
Happy eater. I like that.
Noises of appreciation.
Yeah. I had my dinner here, right? And as much as it was lovely, I feel really sick, so I'm fuming. They made me feel really ill.
Okay.
Right, now we're 5 minutes in, so let's just get into the cakes.
Yes, let's do it.
You didn't cook it anyway, did you?
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful. Lovely. No, it was nice, to be fair. I ate it all.
I was hungry.
But I did eat it all. Right, okay. So we are, like I said, part two of Ariel Castro. So last week we were talking about the three victims.
Yeah.
And their life and how they came to be in his possession. I'm going to say possession because that's basically what
they were.
Like I said, so we've got three girls. We've got Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesu, and Michelle Knight. So they spent 10 years in this monster's house. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, isn't it?
That's a long time.
10 of your years.
And they're young girls as well. These are like, for a lot of them, it's nearly half their lives.
Yeah, it literally is. 10 years though, man. It just, when you think about it now, 10 years, what were you doing 10 years ago? That seems so long ago.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. At our age, it definitely does.
Oh, how good. I was pregnant with my second 10 years
ago. Exactly. And they've missed out on so much of their childhood. They've missed out on so much.
On everything.
Like, friend, they would have, like, oh, I don't
just
know.
Just everything.
And it's ruined their whole lives. This has ruined them, like, as I go on this case.
Something they came out with and we're just like, meh, that happened.
No.
It's just, you don't get over that sort of thing.
No, exactly. So they went through hell. Now, this is not going to be easy to listen to. So some of these things, like, basically, if you're in this podcast, you're in it. I will give you trigger warnings sometimes, but this is a true crime podcast. We talk about murder, we talk about rape, we talk about animal cruelty, we talk about child cruelty. Like, this is so.
There's going to be so much that's hard to hear. So if you're not that way inclined,
I wouldn't listen to it. Just skip past this episode and go on to the next.
Right.
Okay. So for some unknown reason, I've got an opinion on this, but you might have a different opinion.
Okay.
So he took most of his anger out on Michelle Knight, which was his first victim.
Yeah. She was the oldest, wasn't she?
Yeah. But I think he took most of, I think I say it on here, but I think he took most of his anger out on her because, number one, she was his first. Number two, in his head, she was the one that made him do it. So he blamed her for his actions. He blamed her for, you know, like,
for
you
doing
made,
the sick things that you did, made
me, because he regretted it, like, he had remorse for this shit,
really.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still, he kept them for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, but he did. He knew he was doing wrong. It wasn't like he, you know, some of them are like, well, you know, I kill them because they're prostitutes. I kill them because they need to be killed. Like, if everyone's got a reason for doing things, but I think he blamed her for this. I think he thought you got in my car that day. Because she was the one that got in his car and he was taking her to visit, you know, to go and see her child. You got in my car that day. You picked me.
I'm feeling very sceptical about that. I just think he's looking to place blame so he doesn't have to take it himself.
No, but this is not what I think. I do think that's what I mean. He's in his head, he's like, you picked me.
Yeah.
So I hate you for that.
Yeah.
Like, although he went on to abduct two other women, I just honestly think that he's like, well, those were sort of like, that was going to happen. Once I had you, I was going to do it again.
Yeah.
So, you know.
He's just a sick twat, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I believe, I believe that it's because he's his first victim. I always go off my notes. I'm fucking terrible
for
doing
that. You are terrible
for that. I know, because I've got such an opinion on everything. And it's basically, it's not her fault, but he made her believe that. So she was just horrible to her. So when Michelle was kidnapped, she was tied up. Hands and feet, her neck was tied. So basically, he had her hands and feet tied up and like something around her neck as well. And he also put I think it was like a bike helmet on their head.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I think it's just another fear. And they would keep him down in the basement for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking like when he kidnapped her, he kept her down in that basement for like, I'm going to say 2 months, 3 months. It was a really long time. He would tell her that he would kill her. And I really do think that she thought that he would kill her.
Why wouldn't she? I'd bloody think so. Even without him telling me, I'd think so.
Yeah, I do think he did. And he was such a scary man when he got angry and stuff. And a lot of people that knew him said the same thing.
Mm.
Like, he wasn't approachable. He was not a nice man.
Yeah.
So, you know. And how many people must have suspected that something was fucking going on in this house?
Yeah.
And
people, or something was off with him at the very least.
Locks on all the doors. If you went round to my house and I had locks on all my doors, would you not say to me, mate, why have you got locks on your doors?
What's going on?
Like, what?
But then did he have that many people in?
Did he? Family in, friends in. Yeah, he used to have people in. He was in a band, so he used to have his bandmates come over and practice music.
Then it is funny how people get used to people's eccentricities, isn't it? I've got an uncle that locks things, not to this degree, but he's really
because he might have someone in
there. Yeah, he's got a little flat. There's no one in there. But he's really high on security. He always thinks people are going to... He's got bugger all to steal.
Yeah, I get that. He thinks there's something like he's locking away stuff that he's too valuable to him.
Yeah.
Like he might spend 40 quid on something to him. That's a lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah. Well, to me, it's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean. To him, it's like, you know, even though...
Even I know what you're saying, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, people could think, oh, well, you know, we just locked shit up.
No, what people do is they don't look beyond it and they don't think, oh, actually, there could be something going on. We'll just ignore it.
Yeah.
And not even speak about it.
They just take it as face value.
Yeah, and I think some of his family did ask him. Like, his daughter asked to see her bedroom or something and he wouldn't let her.
Mm.
He was like, no, you're not going in there. Fuck
then
off.
Also, if he was this, like, off character with this horrible demeanour, maybe people didn't want to question him too much.
Yeah, true. Very true. So all three would be locked away from each other. They weren't allowed to talk to each other. He wanted them separated. He didn't want any of them to communicate with each other. No. Even though in the end they did. And I think in the end, got a bit lazy, I think, with like locking them. Yeah. He used to lock them in their rooms. So he got a bit lazy.
Well, he's complacent, isn't he? He's been doing it for 10 years.
So Michelle got pregnant at least 5 times.
Oh, Christ.
And Ariel would beat her until she miscarried. He would starve her for weeks then. And then he would... Sorry if we can hear my paper rattling. My husband printed it on each
back
side.
Back to back, yeah.
Kick her in the stomach until she miscarried.
That's awful.
I know. Sometimes he would show them some affection. Now, this is really, really rare. Wasn't often. But one day he gave Michelle a puppy. So now we all know what's going to happen. If you don't like abuse on animals, just don't listen. Gave Michelle a puppy and she loved this puppy, like really loved this puppy. This was her world, basically.
I'm already upset about this.
I know. And one day Ariel was beating Michelle and the dog tried to protect her because, you know.
It's a dog.
I don't quite know what dog it was, though. I should have looked that up.
It doesn't matter, though. Dogs are protective of their owners. Mm-hmm. There's been, the Shih Tzu type puppies. And
oh, yeah.
They go absolutely. And I find small dogs have got big dog personalities, haven't
My
they?
My dog has.
Yeah.
She's a cunt. So the dog tried to protect her. Now Ariel beat the dog in front of Michelle and then snapped his neck.
Oh, my God.
I just think, you evil fucking bastard. Like, she had nothing in her life.
No, and this is the one thing that she has got.
And she loved that dog.
Beating these babies out of this poor girl.
I honestly think, apart from not seeing her son, this was probably one of the things that affected her the most.
Yeah.
I think the beatings and the rapes and all that stuff.
Because the puppy was a rare hope in her life.
It was something
she could have that was something nice in this just pit of doom and despair.
Yeah, exactly. That's just awful, isn't
it? It's horrible. It's not just the killing, which is bad enough on its own, but the taking that thing away from her. It's just terrible.
Yeah, and doing it in front of her as well. It's not even like he took the door off and did it.
Yeah,
he did
but because it in maximum effect, isn't it? Same mm-hmm. reason he didn't let them talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because he wanted control over
them.
Yeah,
that's true. He would also rape Gina. So he'd rape them all, basically. They all you know, decided on which girl. I don't really know.
Did they all get pregnant?
No. So Gina never became pregnant. We don't know why. Just she never did. Lucky
Maybe
her.
One of those things. Yeah.
Not that I'm saying the child that come out of this is not.
I know lovely. What you mean though, but it's
still
it's so still hard, isn't damaged. It? Because if that would have helped her, then you'd want her to have it. But it's no environment for a child to be growing up in.
No, I definitely don't think so. And I think Amanda did get pregnant and she did have her baby, and I think. For those girls, that was something that they could focus on. They had something again, something that...
Like the puppy, but human this time.
And they raised her. They taught her to read. They taught her to write. Aww. Like, they all mothered her. But I think if he'd have let Michelle have a baby, would he have loved it so much? Maybe not, because he really hated her.
Yeah.
He really didn't like her. They got raped and they would be abused and sometimes beaten, but not to the extent she would be.
Yeah.
But she would
took
often,
the brunt of it.
Yeah, and often when he'd get mad at them, he'd then beat her.
Yeah.
So they'd see her getting beaten.
Yeah.
It's just shit,
I wonder
really.
If she represented somebody for him.
Don't know. I'd love to know.
It's my sort of...
I'd love to talk to him, but he's a prick.
True crime podcast mind taken over. I'm like, why did he do this?
I know. Well, this is it, isn't it? Because it's just strange, isn't it? How it was all on... But then often you find that, don't you? Even with any abuser, they always single out like one child. to abuse. It's always that one person that's their focus.
They say, like, with killers and stuff, though, don't they? They usually, and not all the time, but quite often it's because they're thinking of their mother or somebody when they're killing these people. It's leading up to the big kill of whoever it is that they hate in their lives.
Yeah, exactly. With your two, it'd be you.
Yeah, me probably.
So Amanda did get pregnant, like I said. When she was in labour, he got a tiny little paddling pool and said to Michelle, deliver that baby. He told her, if that baby dies, I will kill you.
Oh, great.
So she's like, ah, fuck. I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think before she knew she was delivering that baby, before she knew, I'm sure somehow he gave her some book to read up on her.
She knew it was coming.
Yeah, I'm sure, but I might be mistaken. I've read that somewhere.
And to be fair, even without that, she probably assumed that they wouldn't be going to any hospitals.
No, they're not
going
to any hospitals. So he must have known as well. Yeah, that, you know, but yeah, and they don't. She obviously had no antenatal care whatsoever.
No,
so I don't. And they were barely fed. And when they were fed old rotten food.
Just crap,
that he'd buy takeaway and eat it, and then leftovers, he'd be there for a few days and he'd think, oh yeah, they can have that. It's like he'd even forgot to feed them.
Yeah,
but they had a bucket in their room where they'd like have like shit and piss.
Yeah,
but it was hardly ever emptied. It wasn't emptied like every day.
They were treated less than
there was like bars on all the windows. It wasn't nice at all. So she did deliver the baby, and the baby wasn't breathing. So Michelle did give her mouth to mouth, and the baby did survive, and she was a little girl, and they named her Jocelyn, which is such a lovely name.
I love Jocelyn. That's lovely.
I know. And he went on and told his family different stories. He told his mum she was his granddaughter. She told his son and daughter it was a girlfriend's child.
Oh, right.
So he's telling everyone different things.
Stories.
So no one, and he did have a, he would take her out quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah, he would take her out. But I think when she started talking, that was when he stopped taking her out so much.
Because she could tell people what was going on.
Yeah, so then she was just like them, she's just a prisoner.
Yeah.
Just, and you keeping a little child, like,
oh, it's just
confined
not okay,
to a house.
And that's, yeah, it's not
And they didn't
okay.
have stuff. Yeah, they did have stuff. He'd give them pens and paper. And Amanda would write down every single time he abused her, she would write it down what he did.
Really?
Yeah. Like what? How he did it.
Good for her though, because I bet that came bloody handy in the end.
It did come handy. Trust me, it did come handy. So people, like I said, people did go round to the house. So his children went round, his friends went round.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they noticed locks on the doors in his house. His friend said he heard noises and didn't really address it. If his family asked if they could go through the locked doors, they were told no.
Mm-hmm.
So there was noises, but what he'd often do is put music on really loud.
Yeah.
So every time he went around there's always... But he was a musician. That's what he...
Yeah.
Well, he was a bus driver, actually. He drove kids.
But he had a
which
band.
Is even worse. He used to drive kids around. And he did... I don't know if I say it in here, but I know he did get some sort of criminal record. I think he'd...
And he was a bus driver
I'm
for
pretty
children.
Sure, right? I'm pretty sure he kidnapped a kid or didn't kidnap a kid. The kid didn't want to go to school and kept it on the bus all day, which is kidnapping a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he got disciplinary, though. I'm sure he didn't get fired for it. Yeah. They're like, try not to kidnap kids on your route.
Right, so his family must have known something was going on. Maybe they were scared of him, too. Not that I'm saying that's okay, but you just don't know, do you?
No, I don't know. I think if I saw a locked door, though, in my mum or dad's house, I would question it.
Yeah, but you're not afraid of your mum or dad, though, are you?
No, true. But I don't know, I just feel like I'd question it and be like, why have you locked that door?
Mm.
Why have you locked everyone out of the house?
Especially when you leave the house, like for the kids that grew up and left.
Mm.
It's just odd though. But then I guess that's the kind of hold he had over people.
Yeah, maybe. So the girls would be forced to watch news coverage on them and to know that your mum, sister, dad was out there looking for you.
Yeah.
Praying for you to come home. He wanted them to celebrate their abduction day.
Oh my God.
This, I know, is sick, isn't it? And he loved the fact of making them watch it. Like he'd sit them down like it was really something really good to sit
like
and
a
watch.
Birthday. Like,
yeah, basically. Yeah. So on May the 6th, 2013, Ariel left the house. I can forget Ariel, but it's
Ariel
left the house. and he forgot to lock the door.
Right.
Or the big door. He had a lot of locks on a lot of doors, but there was like the, there's an inside door and then an outside door, like a porch door. Mm-hmm. So he'd locked the porch door, but he hadn't locked the main internal door.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so the inside door is the one he hadn't locked. So they sort of, they were in their rooms, but I don't think he'd locked them in. So I suppose he couldn't really, because they had the little one. I suppose they had to, I don't know if they were allowed to feed her. I think she wasn't, not spoiled, the little girl.
But compared to the girls.
Yeah, she got more than them. So, yeah. But what he would sometimes do is he wouldn't lock the door and he'd like go and hide and then wait for them to come out.
Oh,
and then they'd get beaten. Because
they're trying to escape.
They're trying to escape, which, you know. So obviously that was playing on their mind. That must have been like, they must have been like, what do I do? Yeah.
And also then, he's not just mind fucking with them. He's also ensuring that in future, they won't run.
Exactly. So you need to do stuff like you beat them, starve them. So but it was worse if they tried to escape and got caught than it would be, you know.
Yeah.
But this day, so Amanda could hear people outside. So I think that gave her like hope. She could hear more than one, not him. David knew his voice.
She knew somebody else was close by.
Yeah, exactly. So she could hear people. So she was calling for help. And I think the people that were around were a bit like, what the hell is going on? And she managed to sort of break the glass. She was really like hammering on the glass. Either she broke it or they broke it. I'm not 100% sure which one, but they managed to get her out. So then she's telling them who she is. And they're like, I think they're sort of a bit like, what? Who? What? I mean, everyone's shocked at this point because she'd been missing for 10 years. So to have someone say, I'm Amanda Berry, I think is so confusing. I think you'd be like, huh, what? And it's this house, this little pokey house that no one ever sees, this dark house, it's sort of hidden away, a sort of dark dingy house. You don't think anything goes on, you just see one man coming and going, doesn't really speak to his neighbors, so you just don't acknowledge that house. So now I'm going to play you the 911 call and you can hear it from yourself, like how scared she was.
911,
help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
You need police, fire, or ambulance?
I'm the police.
Okay, and what's going on there?
I've been kidnapped, and I've been missing for 10 years, and I'm here. I'm free now.
Okay, and what's your address?
2207 Seymour Avenue.
2207 Seymour. Looks like you're calling me from 2210.
Huh?
Looks like you're calling me from 2210.
I can't hear you.
It looks like you were calling me from 2210 Seymour.
Yeah, I'm across the street. I'm using the phone.
Okay, stay there with those neighbors. Yeah, talk to the police when they get there.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, talk to the police when they get there.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, talk to the police when they get there.
Okay, are they on the way right now?
We're going to send them as soon as we get a car open.
No, I need them now before we get back.
All right, we're sending them, okay?
Okay, I mean, like,
who's the guy who went out?
His name is Ariel Castro.
All right, how old is he?
He's like 52.
All right, and
I'm Amanda Berry. I've been on the news for the last 10 years.
Okay, I got that here.
With
I already. And you said what was his name again?
Ariel Castro.
And is he white, black, or Hispanic?
I'm Hispanic.
What's he wearing?
I don't know because he's not here right now. That's
when he left,
got away.
When he left, what was he wearing?
It's a fitty. What?
Right, the police are on the way. Talk to them when they get there. Okay?
I
told you they're on the way. Talk to them when they get there, okay?
All right, okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right, so we're going to go to a quick ad break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about that phone call because I feel like we've got a lot to say on that.
Yes.
Fucking phone call. Okay. See you in two. So our very first sponsor, and it is HelloFresh. And we are so excited, not just to have an ad that we can give to you guys, but an ad that I actually use.
And you have, yeah.
Yeah. So my cooking skills are below average.
yeah, something like that.
They're not that great. But using HelloFresh, everything is weighed out for you, measured. You can't go wrong. It's so easy how to cook.
And dummies, Bryony can do it. Now, I've literally been to Bryony's and I had that. Oh, what was it you made me? The Irish stew. Oh,
lovely.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. And like, I can honestly say, I would have thought somebody else cooked it if I didn't watch you do it. Genuinely. And also, I helped you eat the leftovers that cheeseburger thing.
Yeah, well, I had I can't remember what it's called. It was cheese. It was like wedges and cheeseburger. It was so delicious.
It was good. Yeah, was nice. I hoped you eat it. Might have it a little bit. Yeah, it was. Long. It was really, really good. So, like, if that's the kind of thing that you're into,
easy. I do it because it's easy. My life is really, really busy at the moment, and they're sort of, you can do the meals in 10, 15 minutes. Prep time, cooking. You know, you've got a meal on the table in half an hour, 45 minutes, and everyone in my family eats it.
Yeah. And there's so much choice.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
So to get this offer, use code HELLO60AFF.
That is HELLO60AFF for 60% off your first box and then 25% off for the next 2 months.
I mean, that's not bad, is it?
That's a good offer.
It's worth a try, if nothing else.
You need to get that offer.
Honestly, if Bryony can do it, you can do it.
It is for dummies, some of them. And I'll admit, I cannot cook. I don't like cooking, but I do like this. It's simple. Yeah. It's easy. I can't go wrong. Step-by-step instructions, man. It says when to put stuff in the pan. You cannot go wrong. But anyway, yeah. So honestly, use code HELLO60AFF for 60% off your first box and then 25% off for 2 months after that.
Yeah.
Thank you. So the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
It is so frustrating.
Oh, my Lord.
Number one, he don't give a shit. He's like, oh, I'll talk to the police when they get there. She's like, I've been missing for 10 years, man.
Yeah, I think she definitely wanted more support, didn't she?
And I feel like he may have looked her up because he's like, yeah, I know who you are. Like, because then he started asking her questions. She was like, I'm Amanda Berry, I've been missing for 10 years. And he went, yeah, I know. And I'm thinking he was going to say, I know who you are, or I know... I don't think he believed her.
I thought he was going to say, I know you said that, or I know.
Oh, maybe, because he didn't finish his sentence. But I don't think that he believed her.
Yeah, and I don't know. When was this, 2013?
Yeah.
I always was under the impression when it was something major, they stayed on the phone.
Well, yeah, they normally do. It depends if you get somebody that's willing to stay on the phone to you or it gives a shit, basically. Yeah. Because that operator, I don't care what anyone said, yeah, they did their job, but. It didn't offer any emotional support. She said she's been kidnapped. She said, you know, he's going, oh, it's coming up with number 10. Number 10, she's like, yeah, I'm across the road. Like, I'm not phoning you from his house. I've been kidnapped. If there was a phone in that fucking house, I'd have rung you fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I do think, like, obviously they get a lot of prank calls and whatnot, but you have to assume that everyone's telling the truth in case they, not in case, because a lot of the time, most of the time they are.
Yeah.
But also, I guess you don't know how long you've been on the job, but you'd hope that he would have had appropriate training even if he was new.
A lot of them don't.
I don't feel like he didn't care. I feel like he was overwhelmed.
I just feel like he was like, next call. We're busy, next call. We'll send a officer when the car's available. Don't tell him that. Like, you don't have to tell him that bit of information.
I thought he said that they were sending.
No, afterwards he said that. So first of all, he said, we'll send an officer when a car becomes available. Oh, and then she asks again and he says, I've told you they're on the way. But you didn't. You told her we'd send one when there's someone available.
Yeah,
when
I mean, that might have meant that someone's coming to you.
And that could mean now. It could mean 10 minutes. That could mean half an hour.
Could mean tomorrow. Yeah,
exactly. And not being funny, right? There's loads of people around her now. If he comes back, she's not in any real danger. But
she doesn't know that.
No, exactly. As far as she's concerned, how does she know these people aren't just going to hand her back?
Basically, if the police don't come now, she's got to go back in the house.
And she's panicking because she's escaped now. And she's got a baby to look after. She's got a little girl.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like that little girl was the reason why she escaped. Yeah.
I agree. I don't think the call handler did enough. But I don't think it was because he didn't care. I just think he didn't know what the fuck to do. But his training should have been adequate enough to supply him with what he needed to do that.
Right, now I've got another audio clip to play you.
Okay.
Okay.
I see this girl going nuts trying to get out of a house. So I go on the porch. I go on the porch and she says, help me get out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through, only your hand. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with the little girl, and she says, call 911. My name is Amanda Berry.
Now, did you know who that was when she said that?
When she told me, it didn't register until I got to call the 911. And I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry? I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? And she got on the phone, and she said, yes, this is me. And the detective... Cook, right here. Detective Gregory Cook says, Charles, do you know who you rescued? I said.
Now, and when did you see Gina?
About
We're good.
So about 5 minutes after the police got here, see, the girl Amanda told the police, I ain't just the only ones. It's some more girls up in that house. So they went up there, you know, 30, 40 deep. And when they came out, was just astonishing because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. I figured, I mean, whoever she was, and like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro, because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
How long have you lived here?
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You sure come up from? Right. I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. And you had no indication that there was anything going on?
Bro, not a clue that that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinker with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look and you look away because he's not doing nothing but the average stuff. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Nothing exciting about him. Well, until the day.
What was the reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be around people.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway.
See, now that is how you handle someone.
That guy's character.
He's funny, isn't he?
Bless him. I know you shouldn't like people in this story, but he's a dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he got the reward money.
Did he?
What he did with it. I just looked it up because I don't think he kept it. Oh. He should have. Yeah. Or at least some of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's so funny. You know something's wrong when a pretty little white girl runs into a black man's arms. Me and you are like...
No, he was a character.
So, obviously, he said there's more girls in there and they find them. So, the police enter the house. They search every room. Michelle was found... And she literally jumped into the officer's arms and was like, you saved me, you saved me.
I bet she did.
Oh, my God. And then Gina and Jocelyn, they were found, but they weren't so like, oh, they were like hidden away.
Yeah.
I think she was obviously protecting her, though, to be honest with you. I think she knew she had that little girl and she didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
And she could probably hear some commotion outside.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how soundproof that house was because, like you said, you know, we... saw that man every day.
Yeah.
He was in Nap's house every day, just doing normal shit.
Yeah.
So if they could have banged on those windows, they probably would have.
They would have.
Stage,
yeah, if they thought they could and definitely get away with it, they would have done it.
But yeah, they all went to hospital because obviously they've got to. Amanda and Gina were discharged the next day and Michelle was discharged 4 days later. And I think that says a lot that she was discharged 4 days later because I really do honestly think that she had so many old injuries that they had to treat before they could even treat her new injuries.
Yeah,
she was
worse
very much. So Ariel Castro was arrested that day on May the 6th. He was charged with 4 counts of kidnapping and 3 counts of rape. Now this does go up, so don't panic. Like, he does get charged for more than that. Yeah, but at this precise moment, like, we've got to hold him on something. So we just hold him on.
That will do. Yeah.
Yeah. His brother was also arrested, or brothers were also arrested because they were. It's believed that they did know or they participated. I'm not sure.
Right.
I can't. Everything you read is so vague around this. But there is rumours out there, and there's only rumours, like I said, so you can't validate it. But they could have been more involved than. You know, what one might think. His bail was set at $8 million, which is like, thank God for that. His charges were then set, he was charged with, so then it goes up again. Aggravated murder for the times when Michelle was pregnant, attempted murder, assault, kidnapping charges for every day the victims, for every day that the victims were missing, basically.
Good.
So he had like, it was, I don't
10
know.
10 years worth of charges.
Basically,
yeah.
Thanks for that. Ariel was going to plead not guilty because he's a fucking asshole.
What a douche.
And I don't know what he was thinking. Either plead insanity, but don't plead not guilty when they're found in your fucking house. And there's evidence in DNA of them all over that place. There's blood evidence. Do you know what I mean? Like, that basement was full of blood.
Yeah.
You know
but
what
honestly,
I mean,
this cockwomble, he just doesn't think
he's a
like normal
prick.
People, does he? Because he wouldn't have done it in the first place if he did. What?
No.
So not.
But then just to plead not guilty is such an insult.
It really is.
On June 7th, the Chicago County Grand Jury returned a true bill of an indictment against Ariel. A true bill is just saying that we have evidence to take you to court to continue 379 counts. Three were aggravated murder and assaults. They wanted to go for the death penalty, basically.
Yeah.
977 charges were finally charged against Ariel. So he had 512 counts of kidnapping.
Good.
446 counts of rape, seven of which gross sexual positions. I mean, this is because she kept her diaries as well. I was going to
say, this is where the diary came in useful.
Six of felonic assault, three of child endangerment, two of aggravated murder, one passion of crime count. So on July 17th, Ariel then pled not guilty because he's a fucking prick.
Yes.
I feel like I got Tourette's when I'm like, prick.
Yeah. But yeah, it's all the swear words that you can imagine.
Plus now, one. They're like, come on, we'll give you a plea deal. And he's like, I know. And he's like, yeah, all right, I'll take the fucking plea deal. I know.
I don't understand how.
I don't either, because I feel like what they should have done is taken him to court and fucking given the death penalty.
No jury.
So he pled guilty. No of 937 charges, including rape, murder, and kidnapping.
Yeah.
He would not be able to appeal. So this is his plea deal. So he wouldn't be able to appeal his conviction. He couldn't profit on his crimes. He forfeited his assets, including his home. I mean, he didn't have much anyway. I'm not going to fucking lie.
Yeah, so it wasn't like it was much turnover. And if he isn't getting out of jail, then what use is it to
exactly.
him?
He would spend life in prison and would never be paroled. They also found a letter confessing to the abduction. So like I said.
And they fucking plead. Oh my God, I can't believe he bled out. Or they offered him a plea.
And this letter was like, basically, I think it was pretty much blaming them girls for
who was it to?
It was, I don't really know. I think it was just like if
a
I
journal
get caught,
type letter. Yeah.
I think at some point, because he liked to drink. I think he'd get pissed, think I'm going to kill myself, whatever. I'm going to write his confession letter, right. Kill myself. They're going to maybe find these girls, maybe not. I don't fucking know.
Whatever, yeah.
But it was, I can get my side of the story across. I didn't mean to do it. It was my inner demon that did it. It wasn't
blah,
me.
Blah, blah, blah.
Such a nice father. Yeah, all that shit, basically. On September the 3rd, 2013, Ariel was found hanging by a bedsheet in his cell. He was pronounced dead soon after he arrived at the hospital. An autopsy concluded it was suicide, but some think it was auto-asphyxiation.
Autoerotic.
Auto-asphyxiation. Auto, which is like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what they thought it was. They thought, but it was ruled out.
And twats like him always kill themselves. Always fucking do.
I believe he hung himself because he was a coward.
Yeah. But
there was no, he wasn't getting off. He wasn't masturbating and fucking strangling himself. Because I tell you what, he wouldn't do that at home in case he did die because he was a fucking coward.
Yeah.
He only killed himself because he got
caught. To get out of the jail time. Yeah.
And he knew he would be a bitch in prison.
Yeah.
He knew it. He knew he'd get beaten up in prison. And I bet that scared him more than anything. Because I think as much as he was loud and gobby, I don't think he could hold his own.
No.
At all.
No, he obviously, because he took pride in intimidating people that were weaker than him.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is like sad and nice at the same time. So Gina and Amanda remain really good friends, basically, and they talk all the time.
I mean, they've got a bond like no other people can even imagine.
But Michelle, they don't talk to, which is really sad. Yeah. But she went through a lot. Like, I'm not saying they didn't go through a lot, because they did go through a lot.
But whatever they went through, which is more than any of us could even imagine, she had it worse.
Yeah, I mean, she was the first one. Not that that makes any difference, but she was the first one, and I think everything was tested out on her.
Yeah, she had all those babies just beaten from her and her actual child that she left when he took her.
Yeah, that she's got a relationship with, but not really.
No.
I mean, he, for however many years, just thought she abandoned him.
No, he must have been a teenager when she got out.
Yeah, and to have this mum that got taken away from in the first place because she wasn't doing her job. Not that she wasn't, because she was, but, you know, and then she just disappeared.
Yeah.
And everyone's gone, she's ran away.
Yeah.
Because no one cared to think that she might not have ran away.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Nobody thought she was kidnapped or murdered or any of those awful things.
Exactly. And yeah, they are free and they might be living their lives. And I hope they're living their lives to the best of their ability at the minute. But they're not living how they should be living.
No.
And they are helping people. Like, they're like very much on like the abduction. I mean, there's so many other cases like this where people are actually found alive and they're helping those victims. And I think they've got like a big you know, charity type thing that they work on. And they've been given a lot of money. Not that they shouldn't. There was like loads of GoFundMes for them. Yeah. And so they should have all that money.
Yeah, no, they should.
Because they've, you know.
No.
So, yeah, so they did it. They escaped. And it was for the bravery of Amanda. She was the bravest one to
take a chance anyway,
to escape. Yeah, because also as well, you've got to have it in you, I think. Not that they wouldn't escape, but I think Michelle was that scared.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have even thought about it because she knows that it's not worth trying to. And I think Gina was quite a soft soul anyway. Yeah. I think Amanda had that fire that she was like, I'm going to get out of here one day. And I think they must have thought that in their head. They must have thought one day we're going to get out of here, because to live, I mean, not that they could have killed us. Well, they could have shrank. I suppose they could have hung themselves if they had bed sheets. You don't know.
You don't know. I'm sure the opportunity probably was there over the 10 years and they chose not to do that. So they had hope.
Yeah, I don't think they did. And I think they've all said that they knew they were going to get out one day. Or like Amanda's definitely said that. She never gave up hope. And I think probably seeing your parents on the telly wanting you to come home probably gives you that.
Spurs you on, doesn't it? Although it's torture at the time, it probably does give you something to cling to.
Yeah, it does. But I do hope they found peace and some happiness, because 10 years of your life to be abused every day,
you can't even begin to process what that must be like for them.
They could go through anything now, it'd be a breeze.
Yeah.
Literally a breeze.
Yeah.
Like things that we think are trivial.
No. Like things that we,
next to nothing to them. So,
things
like
that we think are trivial.
Trivial, is that the right word?
No, trivial means small, nothing.
Oh, so that's the wrong word. So, we things that we think like, are what then?
Things that we think are major.
Major, right. Trivial is small, sorry.
Yeah.
Trivial things. I get it. Yeah, sorry, I was about that. So, yeah, so Amanda and Jocelyn still live together now, which I think is so lovely.
That is nice.
That is nice. I wonder what their relationship's like, though.
Well, they still live together, I'd imagine.
But I mean, like,
closer, I would think anyway, closer, because they kept that baby alive. Like, I mean, we all keep our babies alive, but not under those circumstances.
Yeah, and I suppose she knows. I hope that Jocelyn knows, like, what she must remember some things. I suppose it depends what you choose to tell them. But she knows who you are. She knows she can Google you, so you're best off just telling her the truth.
Yeah, I imagine, and they are out there, aren't they? Yeah. I imagine there's honesty there somewhere. Well, not honesty, but just wrong, like there's lying. But, you know, I imagine she's been frank about what happened.
Yeah, and you try to shield your children from anything, really, don't you?
Of course you do. But there does come an age, especially now with computers like they are. It's, I mean, God, when we were younger, when we were younger, it was dial up with the computer in the kitchen with all your family around. Like now, you pull out your phone and you've got access to everything. Yeah. And I know how old I sound saying that, but it's true.
No, it is true. Like you say, mine was in my front room and you'd be... And everyone would be walking past, so you couldn't do anything dodgy on there.
No.
My dodginess would be playing cards. You remember the card game?
Yeah, solitaire.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I was never very good at it, though.
Oh, I fucking rocked solitaire.
I was more of a snake kind of girl.
That was on the phone.
Yeah, but still... You know, snakes and computers were about, like Nokias and computers were around about the same time.
Yeah.
And you used to get, this is how old you are, you used to get like 10 texts free a day. Can you remember that?
Oh, I never got that. I was an orange. Never got that. It was 10p a text for me.
Fucking 10p a text.
I know.
Now I'm like, they're like, my phone people phone me up one day and they're like, oh, we're going to do this tariff. I was like, oh, yeah, but how much do I text? And they're like, on average, you send like, I don't know, like 13,000 texts a month. I'm like, I never text anybody.
No, you never fucking text me back.
I had 50, this is going to annoy the shit out of a lot of people, right? So I've probably got about that now on my phone. The other day, my daughter was on my phone. She's like, Mum, you got 59 unread text messages. I was like, yeah, I know. Don't worry about them.
That's why you never bloody answer.
But it's
me
because
back.
I'm ready to answer back. That's why I leave them unread. And then one day, at least I know if you say to me, you didn't text me back, I'd be like, look, mate, I haven't read it.
Will you just answer me back, please? I messaged her yesterday, so when we record in tonight, this was sent early in the day. She didn't text me back until like bloody 8 o'clock.
Like 5 o'clock. Yeah. I'm like, May, I'm actually still in Asda car park right now. And I'd lost the top of my vape. I was raging. But anyway, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. That is a brutal case, a really hard one. And it's not often we say that where somebody didn't survive.
That is very true, actually.
That is horrific.
It's a sad case.
It is because it's sad.
Even now it's sad, even though they've
they're out, but it's still something that happened to them that they have to live with, it's which major. Is awful.
10 years, man. Mental. 10 years is such a long time.
I'm not glad he's dead, because I wish that he got glad some justice. I am. It's just so torn. I'm not glad he killed himself.
I hope it hurt.
I do. I hope when it lasted a while.
I hope
well.
When he's like did it. I hope he was like, actually, I don't want to. I had that. Oh my God, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone that kills herself has that.
I know. I mean, I don't know at all hangings, but I know hangings aren't always over quickly.
No, which is nice. Not for
other people, but for this guy specifically.
Yeah. Right. Well, anyway, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye bye.